Leaders from Ukraine and its allies gathered around a table in Germany today.
They're discussing how to help Ukraine as Russia's invasion nears its first anniversary. Many nations are sending aid, and one nation faces extra pressure to send more. Germany has yet to allow Ukraine to receive German-made battle tanks.
NPR's Rob Schmitz has been covering the war in Ukraine, and he joins us now from Germany. Hey there, Rob.
Morning.
What are defense officials putting on that table?
Well, the U.S. is presenting its latest package of military assistance for Ukraine. This one is worth $2.5 billion, and it includes hundreds of armored fighting vehicles and more support for Ukraine's air defense against Russian attacks. Yesterday, a group of European countries, including the U.K., Poland, Denmark, and the Baltic states, announced what it called unprecedented military aid to Ukraine, including artillery, air defense systems, as well as infantry vehicles. In fact, Finland is increasing its commitment to more than $500 million, a lot for that country. So it seems we've got several countries, Steve, willing to spend lots of money to help Ukraine fight what many see as a renewed Russian offensive that may come soon.
That all sounds impressive. So what's the pressure on Germany specifically?
Well, the Leopard 2 battle tank is a tank that's made in Germany, and it's seen as one of the world's most state-of-the-art tanks. And Ukraine has been asking for them since the war began. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has been under increasing pressure by Germany's closest allies to give the okay for these tanks to be exported to Ukraine. Poland has already offered to send more than a dozen Leopards to Ukraine, but legally they would need Germany's permission to do that. Scholz has repeatedly refused to do this. I spoke with Catherine Kluwe-Ashbrook of the Bertelsmann Foundation, a Berlin think tank, about this, and here's what she said.
Clearly, it seems to be that the world is coalescing around the idea that Germany not only needs to make way for its Leopards to be sent to Ukraine, but also those countries that want to furnish German-built Leopards, that it needs to make the legal grounds clear that that can be done. That has to be an executive decision. Otherwise, Germany will continue to isolate itself in the Allied efforts to support Ukraine.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking Germany has sent other kinds of aid, however reluctantly. What's the holdup on the tanks?
Yeah, and Germany continues to say that. German media reports that Scholz would be willing to give his approval to deliver these Leopard tanks if the U.S. also sends Abrams tanks.
The strongest and biggest American tank. He wants those to go as well. What does the U.S. say?
Well, the Pentagon's Undersecretary for Defense Policy, Colin Call, told reporters on Wednesday the U.S. will not send Abrams tanks to Ukraine because they're too difficult for Ukrainian troops to maintain. But many observers are not buying that. Retired U.S. General Ben Hodges responded on Twitter that this is condescending to Ukrainian troops, who have been sort of MacGyvering solutions to all sorts of problems throughout this war. It should be mentioned here that Germany's Leopard tanks are also difficult to maintain. I think Chancellor Scholz wants to make sure that Germany does not stand out as one of the only countries to send battle tanks to Ukraine and would prefer that the U.S. join him in that effort. And that's likely going to be priority number one today when they're discuss this in Ramstein.
I guess we should underline this. Every ally, including Germany, is thinking about how much can they do for Ukraine without crossing some red line with Russia. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Scholz has repeatedly said that, and he has said also that he just doesn't want to cross that line so that Russia could retaliate in a more deadly way.
NPR's Rob Schmitz in Berlin. Thanks so much.
Thank you.